I recently received a very powerful letter from one of my real estate group members. I won't go into the details of the letter, but it was extremely heartbreaking, very sad. This person, who is not a client of mine, just went through a horrible situation with selling their home. Terrible advice, lost more money than most people will ever lose in a lifetime as a result of this, and is full of remorse. The reason I created this podcast, the reason I try to bring you superior knowledge and superior tools is because I want the best for you. I want for you what I want for myself and for my loved ones. And no one knows better than me that there are people out there that you don't know, complete strangers, who have better intentions for you than some people you've known your whole life. I can promise you, no one knows that better than me. I've connected with some of you over the years that have become people that were closer than family, more loyal than anyone I could ever be related to. And for each one of you that has made your way into my life and actually made your way onto these stories, I thank you. And also to those of you who are on the fence, who are sort of debating what's going on, having regrets, trusting the wrong people, make sure that you are working with someone who wants the best for you. Not for themselves. And you'll know if it's about them, where every photo of your property includes a photo of them. With every property tour, it's them being featured, not your home. You know when it's about them. You'll know before you ever hire them. This is the biggest mistake many of you make when you're selling your home. Hiring the wrong person is literally a multi-million dollar mistake. So I simply want to go over rule number one in real estate for Ontario homeowners. It's very simple. Ignore every chart that does not include your postal code. It has nothing to do with you. If you're looking at data that's generic, that is Ontario-based or Toronto-based or Oakville-based or Barrie-based, I don't care what we're talking about. If you're looking at city-wide data, you are making a huge mistake. You're looking at very general, diluted data. In 2024, the only thing that matters is those three digits in front of your postal code, whatever those might be, the letter, the number, and the letter. Those three digits are the only three digits that matter in terms of finding out what's happening in your area. And the only way that you can get that information easily is through thesoldreport.com. I created this specific link for that reason. I don't want you to have to look around everywhere. You won't find specific data on your postal code area through Google. You won't see it. You'll be chasing that, and you'll be chasing other important metrics, and you could literally be losing thousands of dollars every day that you're doing that if you're going after the wrong information. It's not the way to do it. It's not something I would do. I've personally been using the data from this report for several years, and it has been a lifesaver, including to me personally. When I was looking at what prices were doing in the area that I was living a few years ago, I decided that things weren't going in a good direction, and I made a change, and it was easily the best decision I've made this decade. And I want that for you. I want you to be able to make that move and not have any regrets. And listening to someone who is focused on your best interests is the best advice I can give you. Obviously, I can't make you do any of this, but what I'm telling you now is before you make any mistakes whatsoever, make sure you get the right information. And then go ahead and choose whoever you want, work with whoever you want to. That, again, I'll never have control over, but I do hope that I do have some influence on you in terms of not making those catastrophic decisions that could be life-changing permanently for many of you, because a lot of you might be in a position where that house sale is your retirement fund, and doing badly on it could literally set you back a decade or more. Or, on the other hand, doing well could put you a few years ahead or a decade ahead if you've got the right amount of money coming out of that property because everything was done in the right way. Thank you for listening. I hope this has been helpful. Please sign up today at thesoldreport.com and at least give yourself a fighting chance in this turbulent real estate market.